stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Broadcasting from iTunes, Bashani Radio, iHeart, and Spotify, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe, broadcasting live from New York City. Today, my topic will be hurt. Hurting people hurt other people. As I was growing up as a child, I experienced a lot of hurt. People laughed at me, talked about me. And it was a very, very difficult childhood to endure. And as I got older, the hurt never seemed to go away. And I just couldn't understand how people were so mean and can say hurtful things to you and didn't have a conscience about feeling guilty about it. But as I got older and older and went and got my psychology degree, I found out that hurting people hurt other people. You may be in conversation with someone and you may bring up something that you don't even know about that can trigger something in them that maybe hurt them as a child or something. And I mean, they will go off. I know I experienced a lot of rejection from people, and when I feel rejected, I definitely go off on you because that just reminds me of a painful era of my life. But the key that I had to understand was when people do that to you, you need to kind of step back and see what the problem is and why is it causing them to be so hurtful towards you. A lot of people do not realize what you're going through when you're a hurt person. It's mind-boggling that they will even try to hurt you back. But the key is to try to find out what the situation was, why they're hurting. A lot of people do not have good communication skills, and that's why a lot of hurting people hurt other people. Because once the hurt starts, you shut down and repress that hurt, and it just bears itself down, and you never get a resolution of that pain. So every time somebody brings it back up to your consciousness, you act in a very negative way towards them. Most hurt people shut down when you hurt them, and they never really want to discuss the hurt or the pain that they're experiencing at that time. So the best thing to do is just step back. When somebody go off on you, you know you have activated something in their mind of a hurtful experience sometime during their lifetime. So the best thing to do is try to pull that hurt out and try to help them understand what that pain is about and how to resolve that pain. Because the pain, if you keep repressing it, it just goes into anger. So every little thing will set you off. I mean, you can just be angry by getting up in the morning thinking somebody's gonna hurt me today. But it has been a very, very difficult situation to overcome. I'm still sort of having an issue with it because a lot of people still kind of reject me in the sense that they can't understand what I'm trying to tell them or where I'm trying to go in life. Been around a lot of haters in my life, been around a lot of jealous, envious people in my life, so that's caused me to be hurt as well. Like I said, I'm a very compassionate person. I want to see you be the best that you can be. I want you to find your purpose, why God put you on this earth. But I find out that most people just settle for less. They don't want you to have anything, and they don't want you to help them to get anywhere either. That has been traumatic for me because I've always tried to be the best that I could be. If I didn't know how to do something, I went and got the education to get where I needed to go. So to see people just live life comfortably, being stuck in situations that they're miserable, when they can just take a step away and go in a direction that they would be a blessing to someone else, but they just seem to refuse to even do that. North Carolina has been a state that I never wanted to live in once I got grown, so I did move and had to come back. But the people never change here in this state. My little hometown, they're still 100 years behind time. Nobody wants change there. And when you try to come back and bring change there, they'll try to run you out of town or do something with you to make you be quiet. Because they definitely are satisfied in living the life that they're living there. Like I said, as a child in school, most of my teachers, they wanted us to be the best that we could be. They taught us how to do that. But now, as I go back to my hometown, there are so many behavior problems in school. Their teachers can't even teach, so the children are not learning, and the children are filled with anger because of maybe something going on at home with their parents, and they don't know how to deal with it or who to tell. So the best thing to do when you run up on a hurting person, just try to talk them and find out why they're hurting and why they act the way they act. Because that hurt and anger will manifest itself in a negative behavior. So you can run into the nicest person, but the time you hit that soul spot and bring something hurtful that they try to repress and forget in their lives, you will see the negativism come out on them. And it's a really sad, sad situation that people never seem to want to find a solution and get over that situation. Sometimes you can go back and try to talk to the person that may reject you, but sometimes that doesn't help because they keep rejecting you, so it just makes you angrier trying to talk to them and try to help them understand why you act the way you act and how to get a solution to this problem. It could take years and years for people to do that. I know I was in a situation one time. The person was jealous of me, and you don't know these people are going through these situations, but I realized that they would always be angry with me. And so we finally sat down and tried to have a talk about it. And the things that came out was beyond my control. I basically had nothing to do with why they were jealous and angry of me. But that was just their insecurity as a person. So I advised them they need to work on that insecurity, because when they were angry with me, I had really no control of it. And that situation was never going to change because it was something I had no control over. Usually if I see a situation of jealousy or envy or anger against me, I try to go to that person to make them understand why I'm acting a certain way towards them. As growing up, I repressed a lot of it and would not confront you with it until the point where it just got so overbearing. I just went and confronted you with the situation to try to resolve it. But at that point, you know, most people are still so angry with you that they don't even want to discuss how to bring that solution, to find a solution to that problem. So when you get in that situation, you just have to pray for that person, and you just have to ask God to touch their heart, because the Bible said, at all times, be peaceful with all men. But I know when you hurt somebody's feeling, it's kind of hard to do that, to try to be at peace with them. But once you sit down and try to have the discussion in a loving and caring way, that would be the best way it can be resolved. A lot of people don't want it resolved. So when you get in that situation as well, like I said, the only thing you can pray for them and ask God to change their heart towards you. And sometimes you just have to step away and let it be. Some people's mental capacity is just not where they can sit down and understand how to come to a resolution of a situation. And that's the sad part, because they're angry with you and holding a grudge against you, and they're making their life miserable. So miserable people always make somebody else's life miserable as well. So when you run into a miserable person, you know they're hurting and they're suffering from something that has hurt them in their past. I just thank God I have found a church that teach me the grace life. As I told you, I grew up Southern Baptist, and I was under a lot of condemnation, felt guilty about basically everything I did every day. But once I came out of that and got into a non-denominational church and found out about God and His love, it just totally turned my life around. And so I go out and try to inform people. If you got an issue with somebody, the Bible tells you to go to that person and try to resolve it with them. You will feel so much better knowing that there's a solution to the situation. I remember when I was in college, there was a girl there. She was very pretty, and every time we walked past each other, we were rolling our eyes, and it just hit me one day, you know, I don't even know this girl, so why am I going around rolling my eyes at her? So one day I just stopped her while we were walking across campus one day, and I asked her name, and we basically felt the same way about each other. But after we sat down and discussed the situation, we became the best of friends, and we stayed friends for a very long time. So it's really, really just that simple. Just to get your situation out and find a solution to that problem. Because as people, we've gone through a lot of situations and we've gone through a lot of hurt and pain, and we kind of put a fence up to try to keep anybody else from hurting you. But you can't live life that way. You can't put situations on other people that's coming in your life about something that has happened from your past. But, you know, hurting people is shame. They're facing some type of shame as well, and they may think you're trying to figure out what they're shame about, and they may go off on you. But the thing I want you to know is when somebody hurts you, you best believe they're hurting on the inside themselves. So go out and get a solution to the hurt. If you have anybody you have a grudge against, time is winding down. You really need to go to that person and straighten that situation out. You may have said something in a fit of anger that hurt that person, but you should be the bigger one and go to that person and try to resolve that situation. And like I said, if they don't want to do it, you just have to pray to God that He changed their heart. And because you don't want anything to keep you from getting to heaven. And anger and hurt and pain and shame is something that's going to keep you from going to heaven. So anybody you have a beef with, please try to go to them and try to straighten it out. I know once you're hurt, it's hard for you to trust other people. But you can't go around not trusting people, because that would make you miserable in itself as well. So this is my key to you. Just remember, hurting people hurt other people. And if you run against a hurting person, just try to find out what they're hurting about, and be sensitive and be compassionate, and see if you can help them get through that situation. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe, broadcasting from iTunes, Bashani Radio, and iHeart Radio. I do.
Stay locked in and fully loaded.
Bashani Radio
and Verke Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.